You're listening to Comedy Central.
Most people remember where they were when President Obama saluted a Marine while holding a latte. It's considered by many of America's step-uncles to be the biggest scandal in presidential history. The Daily Show podcast universe is proud to introduce the most definitive, most caffeinated history of Obama's latte salute from the people who lived through it. This is Slobama.
Lauren Mills is a barista at the Pete's Coffee on 8th and K in Washington, D.C. In many ways, she's a typical barista. She wears a lot of camouflage vests. She knows a weird amount about Bolivian politics. She styles her hair in dreadlocks, despite being white.
Spiritually, I just feel Jamaican, you know?
On September 23rd, 2014, Lauren got to work, and she did what she does every day. She made coffee.
Medium cold brew for Ray?
A large drip with cream, an Americano with 4 scoops of sugar. And then, at 7:19 a.m., Lauren received an order for a latte. And though it was impossible to know it at the time, Lauren Mills was brewing a beverage that would change the course of presidential history. This is The Daily Show Presents Slobama, a podcast about the latte salute, the greatest American political scandal of the 21st century.
Everyone's talking about the disrespectful way the president saluted a Marine yesterday with his latte in his
saluted
hand.
Saluted two Marines after Marine One landed in New York with a cup of coffee in his hands. That's bad.
The fallout from what many are calling President Obama's latte salute.
The latte salute.
This salute by Obama may serve as a useful metaphor for his entire administration. His entire administration. His entire administration.
How did it feel to wake up every morning knowing the president saluted a Marine with a latte? What was it like to live through that horror? Has America ever truly recovered? Episode 1, A Cup of Shame. September 23rd, 2014. Barack Obama is halfway through his second term as president. He flies to New York for a meeting at the United Nations, and the White House releases a video of Obama getting off the helicopter. He smiles at a small crowd, walks down the stairs, Marines salute him, Obama salutes back. A typical scene, except something isn't right.
The White House posted this video on Instagram on Tuesday. It shows President Obama stepping off Marine One here in New York, saluting Marines with a coffee cup in his hand. Some are now calling this disrespectful.
But how did the video reach the Today Show? One reason is Tom Stoneman. Tom is a writer for Shout Pundit, where he blogs about politics and alpha male testosterone pills. Tom is your typical conservative blogger. He's 5'7", lives in a bomb shelter, and has never eaten a vegetable.
I always kept an eye on President Barack Saddam Hussein O'Bungler. The man was corrupt, and he was also, this is based on my own reporting, born a lady.
Obama's two terms in office had already been defined by scandal. You probably remember the big ones. He used Grey Poupon instead of regular mustard.
I hope you enjoyed that fancy burger, Mr. President.
He wore a tan suit to a press briefing.
President Obama's decision to wear a light tan suit at yesterday's news conference.
He droned a wedding.
A U.S. drone strike in Yemen that missed its target.
He even used a selfie stick in the White House.
Here's the leader of the free world, the guy we trust with the button for the nukes, acting like a 12-year-old.
The scandals kept piling up, and there were steady calls for impeachment from Americans with AOL email addresses, which is why internet sleuths like Stoneman were on high alert for more missteps.
He saluted that Marine with a coffee cup in his hand. I couldn't believe it. He might as well have pooped on the American flag and wiped his butt with the Constitution.
Stoneman and many other conservatives on the internet were incensed. The video was soon posted at all the major right-wing blogs. Patriot Shriek, Brain Power America News, Red Anger Rising, Storm Surge, The Angry Church Wife, Angry Man's Angry Blog, Angriness Today, The Anger Report with Dr. Mike Angry. The right-wing radio host Mark Levin included a segment about the latte salute during his afternoon show.
It's about damn time, almost 6 years in office, that you show our men and women in the military some respect. which you do not. And when you get off that damn helicopter, you salute. And you salute with respect. A nice, crisp, right-hand salute. Got it?
Now, here's something you have to understand about America in 2014. This was a different time, a different place, a different country. There were only 6 Fast and the Furious movies. Donald Trump wasn't yet the commander-in-chief. He was still a loudmouth businessman with a reality show where he pretended to fire MC Hammer. So there was no telling whether this story would break into the mainstream. And then...
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Wallace.
Buckley Churnsworth is your typical Fox News intern. His father is a GOP mega donor, and his mother is not allowed to talk at parties. In September 2014, he was a 7th-year sophomore at Dartmouth. He was taking off the fall semester due to a drunken disorderly charge at a Panera Bread, and found an internship at Fox News. He remembers stumbling on Tom Stoneman's blog post. We caught up with Buckley at his favorite New York City bar, McChuggers.
Yeah, so I was reading an article on epicbromoves.com, and an ad caught my eye. It was a link to a Shout Pundit story. I'll never forget the headline. Unbelievable. Bronco Boner does it again, giving Muslim salute while carrying a cup of Indonesian coffee. I immediately told my boss. Or I told someone. I don't know. I was pretty coked up that day.
And suddenly, the scandal was on.
Marine manual states, do not salute, quote, when carrying articles with both hands or being otherwise so occupied as to make saluting impractical.
Floppy, ill thought out, inappropriate, callous, selfish, and disrespectful.
His heart wasn't in it. After all, we got a chai swilling, golf playing, basketball trash talking, leading from behind, I got no strategy, Osama bin Laden is dead, GM is alive. A community organizing commander-in-chief. How disrespectful was that?
There are a lot of drinks you can order at a coffee shop. Latte, espresso, Americano, macchiato. But what Barack Obama received? That was a large steaming problemo. After the break, President Obama faces the biggest White House scandal since William Howard Taft got stuck in a bathtub. Hey everyone, if you're enjoying Slobama, consider subscribing to Slobama Plus. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get exclusive access to extra features, like a bonus 4-hour interview with the dry cleaner who pressed Barack Obama's tan suit. We've also got free podcasts, where we've removed all of the hms, ahs, and uhs from all our episodes. And for Slobama Plus subscribers, the answer to this week's trivia question was once again Leon Panetta. And now, back to the podcast. Do you remember where you were when you first heard about the latte salute? For many Americans, it's like the moon landing, except the latte salute actually happened, and people were angry. America had already been burned by the series finale of Lost, and now the Hope and Change president was saluting Marines with coffee? We know that anger on the right was high, but what about the left?
I was on that helicopter with the president. My failure to stop him from saluting that Marine with a latte is my single greatest regret, not just of the Obama presidency, but of my entire life.
Jon Favreau is, in many ways, your typical former aide to Barack Obama. He hosts a hit podcast, he sends 130 tweets per day, and he is unable to make eye contact for more than 3 seconds without looking at his phone. And even now, 5 years later, he can't stop thinking about the latte salute.
Sometimes, late at night, I hear a voice whispering in the wind, "Latte salute, latte salute, latte salute." It's my rosebud. It's my white whale. It's whatever Tim Burton sees in Johnny Depp. An obsession.
Looking back, it's hard to believe that Barack Obama would salute a Marine with a latte. But remember, this was 2014.
All right, time now for the Ice Bucket Challenge.
And a lot of things we enjoyed in 2014 seem ridiculous today. Like The Walking Dead. Or Macklemore. But another thing that's hard to believe is something John brought up. That no one on the helicopter stopped the president. And it made us wonder. Was it really possible for John, or anyone else on the plane, to stop the latte salute? To find out, we rented a helicopter with the exact dimensions and configuration of Marine One and ran a little experiment. Okay, so I'm here with my producer in the helicopter, and what are we doing?
We're gonna find out if someone could have stopped the latte salute.
Okay, so I'm seated where President Obama would have sat. I am holding a latte that we got from...
Caribou Coffee.
Caribou Coffee, right, okay. The helicopter door has opened. I am walking down the stairs, lifting my hand.
Mr. President, don't salute a Marine with a latte.
Okay, so what do we think?
I don't think it was possible to stop it.
Back in the studio, we called Jon Favreau.
Hello?
Jon, it's Matt from Slobama. We just got back from the airfield.
And?
We determined, pretty conclusively, that no one would have been able to stop the latte salute.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, President Trump might be thin-skinned, semi-literate, adulterous, and a serial tax cheat, but at least he's never had a scandal as bad as holding a cup while saluting a Marine. And to know that I couldn't have prevented that salute, I mean, thank you. You're a real friend of the pod.
Thanks, John.
Sure thing. And hey, you didn't really rent a helicopter and recreate this thing, did you?
What do you mean?
I mean, this is just a joke, right? I wasn't actually in the plane with Obama. I left the White House a year before this whole thing happened.
Clearly, the trauma from the latte salute had left Jon Favreau confused. After all, this was a confusing time in American history.
I'm on the phone still.
Remember, for both the left and the right,
should I hang up?
It was hard to put this in context. There's plenty more ahead after this short break.
I'm still on the line.
Slobama is sponsored by We Undies. We Undies is the first ever community underwear sharing program. Ever wonder what it's like to walk a mile in someone else's skivvies? We Undies sends you another member's underwear along with a photo and brief biography of the owner. Simply wear their underwear and then send them back when you feel like you've gotten your fill. If you're like me, you probably still have a ton of questions about the latte salute. For example, what drove President Obama to salute with a latte? Did President Obama ever salute a Marine while holding another food or beverage, like a bottle of Snapple or a turkey leg? Has President Obama ever been to the Renaissance Fair? But mostly, I think about that Marine. Imagine you enlist for the U.S. Marine Corps. You train, you do your push-ups, you shave your head, you run laps while shouting about how butch you are. And then, during the defining moment of your military career, greeting the presidential helicopter, you get saluted with a latte. We track down the Marine that President Obama saluted. His name is Lieutenant Chris Wheel, and he retired from the Corps in 2017. He agreed to sit down with me, and in an emotional conversation, we talked about how it felt to be on the receiving end of the latte salute. Lieutenant Wheel, I know this must be very difficult for you.
Not really.
If you ever need to stop, if the pain becomes too great, please just tell me.
I really doubt it.
So, how did it feel to get saluted with a latte?
I told you on the phone, it was fine. Wasn't that big a deal.
But in another sense, it wasn't fine. And it was an enormous deal. And it didn't seem like America knew how to cope with such an offense. It wasn't like George W. Bush had ever made a mistake with the US military. But in fact, the United States had faced a remarkably similar situation a century before. Here's presidential historian Douglas Brinkley.
Well, you know, a lot of people forget this, but actually,
Eventually, President Chester A. Arthur got into some salute-based trouble of his own. Back in 1883, Arthur was on a whistle-stop tour. At one of those stops, President Arthur saluted some major general while he was holding a bottle of root beer, which, of course, back in those days was made of pure, uncut Mexican cocaine. And the scandal became known in the newspapers as Chester's Cheese-Up. You couldn't open a newspaper without reading about Chester's Cheese-Up. Well, the backlash to this scandal was so ferocious that Chester Arthur was forced to find a fall guy. So he fired his Secretary of Locomotive Affairs and then ended up selling him to the Prussian Empire.
Wow. And you're a real historian?
Yes, I am.
Incredible. A real historian with a real story.
Well, no. This isn't real. I thought we were doing a joke. Obviously, this never happened.
As reporters, we're obliged to consider every side of a story. If there's a football game, you talk to the home team and the visitors. If there's a vote on a bill, you talk to Democrats and Republicans. If a woman is accused of being possessed by the devil, you talk to her accuser and to Satan by summoning the Prince of Darkness in a blood sacrifice. That's journalism. And so we knew that before this was over, we had to talk to the latte saluter-in-chief himself, Barack Obama. Because, and this is weird, Obama has never actually talked about the latte salute. Here's the president's press secretary in 2014, right as the latte salute scandal was escalating.
The president's latte salute or coffee salute, when he was getting off of Marine One, saluting the Marine with the cup of coffee. Have you been asked to respond to this? Or is
I haven't.
Is the president aware of
I don't know if he is. I haven't talked to him about it.
After 5 years, had no one really talked to President Obama about it? So I did what any podcast journalist would do. I requested an interview with Barack Obama. And his spokesman granted the request on the condition that I not ask about the latte salute. I was told Obama would talk about literally any subject, his marriage, what it was like to be born in Kenya, any subject at all except the latte salute. I declined the interview. Frankly, I told a spokesman, that's some weak tea. Or should I say, a weak latte. I have been reporting this story for 5 years straight. In that time, I have lived and breathed the latte salute. I see it when I close my eyes. I think about it when I drift off to sleep. I tend to talk about it all the time, and that tendency has frayed my relationship with the people closest to me. With my friends, with my wife, with my wife's divorce lawyer, with my wife's new boyfriend, Dave. But in the end, America needs this story. Because the latte salute is the story of America. Think about it. A scandal that nearly brought down a president started with a humble cup of coffee. And so I knew that I had to go back and talk to Lauren Mills, the barista who made that fateful latte.
I've got a small latte for Matt. Oh, God.
Hello, Lauren.
Not again.
Lauren, I just have one question. How does it feel to have made the coffee that kicked off our nation's greatest presidential scandal?
Greatest scandal? What about Chester's Cheese Up? And didn't Andrew Jackson, commit genocide?
The latte salute, Lauren. Latte salute. Latte salute!
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Are you drooling right now?
The word scandal is derived from the Greek word skandalon, which means stumbling block. But what is a stumbling block? And then there's this wrinkle. How do we even know that the liquid in his cup was a latte? What if President Obama was drinking something else entirely? Did we get the latte salute entirely wrong? That's next week on episode 2 of The Daily Show Presents Slobama. Archival footage in today's episode was provided by Shout Pundit and The Angry Report with Dr. Mike Angry. The show's music is composed by Dave, my wife's boyfriend. Thanks, Dave. We'll be right back.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.